AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. Duke is celebrating its fifth national basketball title with tonight's comeback win over Wisconsin. AP correspondent Jim Militello reports from Indianapolis.
Tyus Jones and Grayson Allen scored 24 of Duke's first 28 points in the second half on the way to a 68-63 win over the Badgers that gave the Blue Devils their fifth national title under coach Mike Krzyzewski. After freshman forwards Jahlil Okafor and Justice Winslow were limited by foul trouble, Jones and Allen took over to help erase a 9-point Wisconsin lead. Jones's three-pointer with 4:08 to go put Duke on top for good. He finished with 23. Allen had 16. Wisconsin's Frank Kaminsky had 21 points and 12 rebounds. Nigel Hayes added 13 points for the Badgers. Jim Militello, Indianapolis.
In closing arguments in the Boston Marathon bombing trial, a prosecutor said Johar Tsarnaev made a cold-blooded decision aimed at punishing America for its wars in Muslim countries. Defense attorney Judy Clark countered by saying Tsarnaev took part in the attack under the influence of his now-dead older brother. The AP's Denise Lavoy reports jury deliberations begin in the morning.
He's expected to be found guilty, of course, because his lawyer has admitted his involvement. But this defense strategy is clearly designed to save him from the death penalty.
Maryland authorities say a man and his seven children, ages 6 to 15, have been found dead in their home in Princess Anne on the Eastern Shore. Police Chief Scott Keller says they were contacted by a co-worker who hadn't seen Rodney Todd for days.
It took a while to get the key, and as soon as they walked in, they knew that there was no one alive in the house.
He says the deaths appear to have been caused by carbon monoxide poisoning.
The electricity was turned off to the house. We don't know when. What we also can tell you is that there was a generator in the kitchen that was out of gas.
Electricity may have been cut off because of an outstanding bill. This is AP Radio News. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the U.S. is opening a new phase of its strategic shift toward Asia.
The Middle East dominates today's headlines, but Carter says the Asia-Pacific is the next century's defining area.
No region will matter more for American security and also for American prosperity.
So he told an Arizona State University crowd the U.S. is investing in new weapons and refreshing defense ties with Japan, but also expanding trade agreements. The defense chief is urging Congress to give the president authority to finish a 12-nation trade deal Carter says is as important to him as getting a new aircraft carrier. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
She only held the title of the world's oldest documented person since last week after the death of a 117-year-old Japanese woman. 116-year-old Gertrude Weaver has died in Arkansas. One of her suggestions for living a long life, eat your own cooking. Don't eat at fast food places. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.